Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today, we'll visit old China, and a person named Kai Zuhua. Pastor Kai, age 34, was arrested on September 11, 2004. For printing Bibles and Christian books. In November 2005, he and his wife, Zhao Junfei, and two more relatives were sentenced to prison terms. Pastor Kai's mother, Kai Laiyi, sitting with her son's picture by her side, says gently, "I pray for him and for all of us. We are simple people, but we do know this. In the Bible it says, follow your leaders, but first, follow your God." Today in many nations, Christians can write their own books, take them to a printer, give copies to their friends with no fear of any governmental reprisal. Many older translations of the Bible have no restrictions or copyrights and can be printed and distributed by anyone. Pastor Kai and his family were not selling these books for earthly gain, but giving them away to others for their eternal gain. Pastor Kai follows the footsteps of William Tyndale, an Englishman who was captured in October 1536 and imprisoned by authorities of the English Church and the government. Tyndale was later executed for printing New Testament and smuggling copies into England. It was against the law to print without government permission. Pastor Kai and his flock courageously continue to follow Christ. Chen Rufu, a church member, said, "My whole family has become believers in Christ, and we have all become one big community, loving each other. When my wife had an accident last year, no one did anything for us except our church." In Acts 6:7, it says, "Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith." Believers can be lulled into a false security, believing once they are committed to Christ, life will be easy. After all, they're doing God's will. Shouldn't that mean the hard times are behind? However, Jesus promised that we would be hated for his name's sake. We may even suffer physical harm, imprisonment, or death because of our faith. We don't have a choice of the trials we will encounter, but we do have the choice of how we will react and in whom we will trust and seek comfort and counsel. As we spread the gospel, we walk in the joy of the Lord. No one or no thing can block us from God's love. Amen. Well, for your own copy of Extreme Devotion, and it's not a free book, but just write to the Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. Send an email to thevoice@vom.org. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 7th of May, 2023. And Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.